Welcome to True Story, a podcast powered by the Institute of Documentary Film in Prague. I'm your host, Nicole Jennifer Edelman. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is Nicole Edelman, and we are sitting here for True Story. I am very happy to be speaking with Ondrej Vavretchka. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today. Happy to have you in our studio. And today we'll be talking about your very interesting film called Personal Life of a Hole.
Yes, sir.
And he has his ukulele with him today. So I have the sense that we might be singing the song by the end of this recording.
Well, actually, this is not an interview. This is the rehearsal of a new song. So we are trying to compose a new song out of this interview, and we're gonna try to compose it, and I will accompany it with my ukulele.
I'm so excited. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Perfect. May I ask a few questions, though, as we rehearse our song?
Sure.
Cool. So for me, as a viewer of A Personal Life of a Hole, it definitely was what I'd call an art film. You can disagree with me. Feel free. And there was a lot of humor in it. So my first question to you, because you seem to have a philosophical obsession with holes, what is your personal relationship with holes? And do you have one in particular that is worth mentioning?
Well, the film itself, I would say that the hole itself is a pretext or the connecting topic, how to connect the film, which itself is about the world. And I just learned that the world is less solid and it's more full of holes. For example, if we see the structure of material, of the atoms and so on, they are more holy. Then it is not something substantial. Or relationship is also something which is full of holes, you know, full of waiting. Or the human being, we have memory, but memory wouldn't be working without forgetting. So this was some kind of, you know, like a twist in my mind, because when I was small, I thought that it was a nice beginning of the song. When I was small.
Oh, wait, should I take notes?
When I was small, I thought that the world was something substantial.
When I was small, I thought the world was something substantial.
But it isn't.
I like where this is going. Yeah. Okay.
And now I know that world is full of holes.
Now I know, baby, the world is full of holes.
So when I was small, I thought that the world is something substantial. But now I know that the world is full of holes. And now some kind of refrain, right?
Yeah.
Holes. Because the hole is there is also the play with the words, because in English hole means a hole, like something
empty space,
like a void space, but hole means like the wholeness.
Different spelling, same pronunciation, so we can
use this homophone in our song. It's a little bit stupid. Okay, we can continue.
Ondrej Vavretchka is a graduate of the Faculty of Humanities at Charles University, as well as the Film Academy of Performing Arts in Prague. After an impactful semester of the All-Russian Institute of Cinematography in Moscow, his inspiration and work is to play with words, sounds, and images. As he often works without a structure or a definite form, Vavretchka believes the form itself is completed only when perceived by a free being. His most recent work, A Personal Life of a Whole, is an art film with classic documentary film style, which however radically transcends towards an open, playful, experimental film. It premiered at Jihlava IDFF in 2020, and the international premiere took place at Duckfest Munich in 2021. The film is also part of the East Silver Market catalog and the distribution program East Silver Caravan.
My first question is, and I see from your background that you really do have a very expansive art background. So what was your inspiration?
I don't have a specific inspiration because the film for me is like my life. Mm. So what I live, I put it there. What I think about, I put it there. So it is. I don't follow the script. I don't follow the one idea. I follow more. So when I'm doing the film, it's more like a. It's like less dramaturgy. It's like less in time. It's like more being in space. Mm,
mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to build up a certain space, you know, filmic space. And the film itself, there's quite a lot of blank spaces, like black, which was the idea of Anna Petruželová, who was editing the film with me, that film itself also in the structure should have the holes.
Yeah.
So this is it. And but speaking about inspiration, well, for me, like the continuous inspiration is Sergei Mikhailovich Eisenstein, and with his concept of intellectual film. And I think this is something which not a lot of people are doing, especially in the framework of documentary filmmaking, because now documentary filmmaking is much more connected with the cinema vérité tradition, you know, like synchro sound, you know, mm-hmm. being in the place. And for me, it's more or less opposite thing. For me, is what is important is theatrical being, stylization, you know, and. So
would you say almost this awareness that you are watching a film?
Of course,
this like is very Brechtian.
Maybe I was reading when I was creating the film. I was reading Brecht as well, and his concept of Lehrstück, mm-hmm. which is theater piece made for learning the mm-hmm. audience. And as I'm a teacher as mm-hmm. well, it's because before. It should have been a film like how to say like learning film like mm-hmm. an instructional movie, what we can see like a small encyclopedia of holes, you know. So this kind of like Lehrstück, it was one of the inspiration as well.
Et à partir de ce moment-là, commence un voyage intérieur.
Zahnali nás do úzké uličky.
Že to je vlastně hrozně ošajstlých hledat jasnou odpověď. Jo, že ty nejistoty mezi sebou kloužou, jak se vlastně jako navazujou.
Joura.
Very nice. So I have a performance background myself, and I was really enjoying your jolly group of merrymakers. Are you part of a performance group that you also make film together as part of your ways of expressing?
Yo. We have the theater group, which is called Théâtre de la Liberté, like the theater of the freedom. But now it's a little bit hibernating. So this is it. That first these friends from the theater group, then as I mentioned, my friend Anna Petruželová and other friends, they were all the time willing to help me to find the things and then and do the things and shoot the things, and then I very often have my camera with myself and I just shoot what I like and I do it by myself. Also the performance, so this is it, and that's why I use the because there's a trick. Because I didn't have an when you are somewhere and you find something, but there is no actor there,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't want to act there all the time, mm-hmm. so I just invented this void character, which mm-hmm. is just a hat, you know.
The hat, you mean? The chapeau?
Yeah, chapeau.
Yeah.
And so this was like, how to say, the universal actor, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why it's in the film. And also it's like a void character.
Mm-hmm.
The character, the whole holy character.
Mm-hmm. The holy character.
Yeah.
I think it reads.
Which is yourself, which is all, everyone here is
every
the
man.
Holy character.
Yeah, yeah. We all are
holy.
Have vacancies.
Yes.
Spaces.
But also the connection with the double meaning, mm-hmm. that we are all of us are holy persons.
You bring up a lot of concepts in your film as well, and you interview a lot of really interesting people from many different paths. Mm. Can you speak to me more about aleatory materialism and what that actually means? It's a concept that you bring up in the film more than once.
It's something which is a little bit intellectual, but okay.
Can we handle it?
Yeah.
Viewers,
sure.
Listeners, I think we can.
No, but it's quite a nice thing because it's connected with the material itself. And it's this tradition, or the word aleatory materialism, is by Louis Althusser, who was the French philosopher who strangled his wife. And
don't try this at home.
And this tradition goes back to Empedocles, and basically the concept is that we don't have the concept of aleatory materialism. Says that there is no point, there is no end, there is no theology in the history.
Mm.
There is no beginning. Everything is just a float of material. And sometimes in the floating of the material, he uses the metaphor of the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Empedocles, that there is raining. And sometimes the drop of the rain touches the other drop and some kind of encounter appears.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't predict it. It's like non-theological, because there is no authority which is above or below.
Below.
And this is it, the aleatory materialism.
A lot of this is what it is.
A lot of
uncertainty.
Yeah.
There are actually no stable points. Life is a risk.
But when you say the word stable, it means that there is something stable and unstable. But aleatory materialism doesn't work with this
either or.
Yeah, no, it does, but not in this sense, you know, because it is the way it is, and that's it. It can't be the different way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It, for example, when you do something, I don't know. Yeah, I'm here, you know, and then I go back home. But, or
somewhere,
or for some shooting, I can say I should have acted differently, and it's bad, you know, because it was the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was the way it is, and it is like this. I did my best, and it is
mm-hmm.
like this. No problem. Yeah. So this concept, philosophical concept of rain and material and aleatory materialism.
Aleatory materialism. Aleatory materialism.
True Story is a documentary podcast powered by the Institute of Documentary Film. You can find news from the world of film on all the common platforms such as iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, as well as on docweb.net.
I'd like to speak briefly about one character that came up in your film that I was mm-hmm. so endeared by, and I don't want to assume, but there is the older gentleman, the grandpa character with the pine cones.
Yo.
Is that your grandpa?
No, it's a grandpa. It was actually
the
grandpa of my friend Ondřej, with which I have the musical group.
Okay.
And he's in the film as well. And it's as well the way it is. You know?
Right. This gentleman obsessed with pine cones. He had a real collection.
Yeah.
Of pine cones, and they were all around his bed. it made me think, how do you get in and out of your bed?
It wasn't his bed. It was the bed of his wife.
Mm.
At that time, she was at the hospital.
Mm.
And I don't think that he's collecting them. He's just thinking that it is something important. So
pine cones.
Yeah.
Pine cones and having an overabundance of pine cones.
No. I think that the thing is he himself was also a little bit surprised that it's so much of the pine cones in the room. But for him, it was important when he was outside to bring something inside. And the pine cones was the best thing to bring from outside to inside, you know. To make the sense, because when you were outside for a walk, for example, he wanted to put a sense to his walk. So he took the cones home.
Mm-hmm.
But the very nice thing is that he doesn't know why he's doing it.
Mm, I got that from the film, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it looks very poetic, but he himself wasn't poetic at all. He was very practical.
Mm.
And I think that it was, when I was speaking to him, that there was some kind of hints that someone told him that it would be nice when you are doing a fire, you know,
mm-hmm.
to use the
pine cones. They smell amazing.
Yeah.
Pop some pine cones
just
in there.
Start the fire because there's a lot of, I don't know how it's called, material.
Little spiles, little sticks.
And the smula. The
schmutz that is flammable.
Yeah.
Flammable schmutz.
Yeah. Schmutz?
It's Yiddish or German for just, you know,
schmutz?
Dreck, like the stuff.
Dreck.
Yes. Couple of last questions
and
last thoughts before we do our final rehearsal of the song.
Okay.
One of the things that I thought was really beautiful and interesting is that audio is definitely a character, I would say, in your film. And obviously you brought your ukulele today, so sound and music as a tool is something that's extremely important to you as an artist, would you say?
Because I have two bands and a little bit it's not working as I would like to work.
Okay.
And so the film is my band, you know. So I'm doing the music for the film and not all the music is by myself. A lot of the music is by Shostakovich, Dmitry Shostakovich, the Russian composer or Soviet composer. Then Tomáš Štípil, very good musician from Brno. Zdravíme Brno. So this is it. For me, like whole editing processes is kind of organ, you know, because you have. You know, or music instrument. You have a lot of keys, and you are doing some kind of, you know, opus magnum, fantasticum.
Yeah. And maybe it comes out like bum 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 bum.
No, yes, alebo
ding 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 ding.
No. So. So this
I'm
is
just
it.
Practicing for our song.
Yeah. So. You have to conclude with the song.
Yes, but I would like to say to our listeners and viewers, and it's really a very beautiful film. For me, it was about accepting personal transformation through imperfection.
Accepting. I think it's also the, it was the word when we were editing with Anička, we was speaking a lot. It was pronounced a lot of times.
Accepting.
Accepting the structure of the world,
which
is a void.
In itself. One last thought, because I love people to know how they can find their how they can see your film, how we can support you. What's next?
Next is that we have the Czech distributor, which I would like to mention now, Klára Kain distribution, and she will be doing the this distribution, and then our producer Alžběta Janáčková from Silk Film. We are now. Negotiating about the distribution abroad.
Okay.
So it's open, and we would like to have the premiere in the normal theater. And we still don't know when, but it should be somewhere in the beginning of next year. My dear,
yes.
Come to see the film.
Come to the theater,
my
darling.
Precious.
Come. Come to the film cinema.
No, yes,
come to the kino.
Kino.
Okay, we We gotta go. So let's sing our song. What do we got?
Well,
I don't know what I'm singing, but I'll do my best.
I will.
When I was small, I thought the world was substantial. What did
something full of holes,
full of,
or empty of holes,
full and empty of holes.
Of the holes.
Oh yeah, the personal life of holes.
Do, 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 do.
Oh yeah, man, personal life of holes. This was Ondre Vavratchka. Thank you for listening to the True Story Podcast, a podcast powered by the Institute of Documentary Film in Prague. We will be back with you soon.